sometimes in life you find yourself on the right side of the line, where the skies open up and cast a towering shadow, guarding you from the worst life has to offer. And then, that same sky rips away that warm blanket from your clutching arms and casts it into the night. Now, you are on the wrong side of the line. And that's why I'm here, to keep you in line. A line we call the Dry Line.
Now remember the Global Ag Network. I don't know. I love that segment from last week. Well, this is the Dryline Farmer Podcast, and we are glad everybody is listening in, and our audience continues to grow a little bit by bit every week. So apparently we're either running people off, but we're replenishing it with a little more positive amount of people on the other side. So that's a great deal. Landon, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good, Brent.
Good to hear you in the microphone. You're starting to finally get the hang of that deal. It's only taken 20 months, but, you know, better late than never.
Podcasting is tough.
That's right, but it sure pimping ain't easy, but it sure was fun. Well, everybody, I know it's still a wet environment up there in the Midwest, and we've watched those forecasts and everything, and it's just unbelievable to see how much it's rained up there and how much it continues to rain. But down here, we don't. It blew hard today, Landon. What did you? Did you see some wind gust readings?
I didn't see any readings, but I saw some wind gusts.
Yeah, I saw some wind gusts coming out of your office. But, yeah, I think we were blowing up around 40 or so, gusting up to 50 maybe. It was a pretty wild day. We finally got finished up planting cotton, and it was because we probably ran that last 36 to 40 hours nonstop because we were supposed to get, like, this freaking Armageddon hailstorm rainstorm this past Monday, and of course it didn't happen, which I guess it's kind of a good thing.
I think the last three times we've had 100% chance of rain, we have gotten less than 500.
Yeah, well, but it rained though.
I don't. It doesn't count unless you get a 10. That's crap.
I don't know what the level is, but I think if you get 100. I think they said they were right.
We didn't get that. They were wrong.
Yeah, of course, when it blows, you know, 40, 45 miles an hour all the next day, I don't guess it really does matter.
Mama was wrong again.
My mama says farmers are so ornery because they get all them seeds but no dry fields.
Yeah.
I forgot who posted that first, but I think I saw it. Did I see it on Facebook? I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you had that. Was a good one.
Yeah. That was awesome, man. Check it out. Everybody, before we go any further, we're really supposed to do how you're supposed to get the podcast at the beginning of the episode instead of the last, because chances are you're not listening in the last part of the episode. Landon right now is checking his biceps. I don't know why, but
his arm day.
It's arm day. I don't have arm day. I don't have any days. I have donut day. You're going to find this thing on, of course, iTunes and Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and it gets on Facebook. I think a few people listen to it there. It's also SoundCloud, maybe even Stitcher. And you're really going to find it to the last second on my Twitter handle. That's @TraderBrent, and Landon is going to retweet it.
NoTweetLandon44.
And that's how you're going to find this thing. Well, this week we're talking about different topics, and I've forgotten about a text I'd sent Landon earlier in the week about prison in space and what it might be like. And I'll go ahead and say that it was a joke I came up with. I'm like, Landon, what is one perk about being about prison in space? You don't have to worry about dropping the soap. And we're going to get a rim shot in there. So that is true, Landon. Would you know? I wouldn't think so.
No, I've never been to space.
So this week's episode, prison in space, we're going to make a pro and con list, Landon. That's how we're going to simplify this. Because we haven't even made it yet. We're just coming up with this shit off the top of our head. So we're going to have a pro and con list on prison in space. We're going to see how that's going to turn out. So, Landon, what about you? What's your planting conditions right now? Finished?
Well, I'm going to plant some aloe here in a couple weeks probably, but corn's up. It's growing. Got the water on it right now. That wind was actually nice today because I had a hose blow off, and so that wind's kind of spreading that water out.
It's making it a little more equal across the playing field there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. I say, let it, give me a little lesson, if you can, on your wheat basis. What exactly, I don't know if it's a nationwide deal, what makes you calculate your basis? Because I know earlier in the year it was 4,500, now it's, what, 20?
Oh, there's a lot of different factors. Mostly, it's 20 under right now. It's mostly based off what we can sell it for and trying to be competitive,
so
stay competitive.
Is it your, you think it's the transportation a lot, that storage that costs or factors into it?
It's a lot of things.
Is it more of a nation? Does everybody pretty much move together from co-op to co-op?
Oh,
everybody kind of their formula. You don't know?
We don't really call up other co-ops.
Well, I know that, but on the grapevine, do you hear us? I'm sure you hear numbers.
You hear a few. We don't really base ours off that. But
I see. Well, that was the shortest education segment we've ever had, Landon.
Well, I like to keep it simple there, Brent.
Somebody just sent me a text of the meme that I just sent about my mama said. And yes, Joe, I am the one that put that out on the internet for you to see. Not originally, but I put it out for everybody to see, and you're on my list. So anyway, hopefully he's got his comfy pants on tonight.
No, Colonel Sanders, you're wrong.
He's got an enlarged medulla oblongata. But, Landon, I've lost my train of thought. We were talking about, so planting. You're going to plant some milo, Landon. How's the milo market these days?
Oh, it kind of follows corn. I mean, it's looking pretty good right now.
Have y'all done much business with ethanol and the milo side of it?
Oh, some. We haven't gotten just a whole lot of milo the last few years. What with them old darn sugar cane aphids and whatnot.
Yeah. Sugar cane aphids is pretty much a beast in the field. So,
they haven't been as bad the last couple of years, so.
Yeah.
We might see a little bit more coming in.
It depends a lot on the weather, of course, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we got done planting with our cotton. We thought we was going to get it all rained on Monday night, but that didn't take place. So we actually had to turn the pivots on and start going across it real fast with a little half-inch dose to not pound it into the ground but get it wet enough to come up. That's what she said. But so I don't really know if that's what she said or not on that one, but I just thought I had to throw it in there. So got all that done, got everything in the barn, and now we're going to start laying by corn here probably any day now. We're getting all those expensive chemicals out because we're all mostly non-GMO because the co-op has such a great marketing program for their food corn, especially the non-GMO. So trying to plug her for grain there, and I don't even get a response from their, like, second command or whatever he is.
No, I'm pretty far down the
pretty far down.
echelon list.
The food, yeah. Landon, say if you were on the food chain at Hereford Grain, would you be like a decomposer, or are you a little above decomposer?
You know, we don't even have titles there. I'm just Mr. Noland.
I've never heard anybody call you Mr. Noland.
The only title I go by is No Twit Landon 44.
That's the one you're most known for.
Is
that when Dennis calls you and is like, hey, No Twit Landon 44, I need you to sign this ticket, the scale ticket.
It's more like nitwit.
Yeah. Hey, dumbass.
Yeah.
Bring a coffee. Don't forget about draining the urinal out before you get in there. And by the way, the urinals need those new urinal cakes in there. It's starting to get a little wore down. Ooh, that would be a great job. And while we're on the subject, why do they have the mat? Like, does your in the, you know, like the little kind of triangular mat in the urinal, does your pee need traction that bad? Or do you think it absorbs the shock?
I think it's supposed to keep it from flying out.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, I learned one thing about urinals, and when you wear shorts and you go into the urinal, you have got the new realization of how much splashback you're getting on your pants when you go into the bathroom. Of course, I mean, this was back when I was younger when I had a little more PSI to the pressure. But, everybody out there, just if you go into the bathroom and you use your urinal, just assume that the guy next to you has already got probably a few ounces of himself on the front of his Wranglers. So that's pretty nasty all in itself. Just be glad you don't live in a microscopic world where everybody can see on a microscopic level. Landon, go ahead and put that in the good ideas book right there. So we got cotton all done here and corn, and now we're hopefully get another shot of rain. We can put a little maybe bonus corn in the ground, Landon. I'm always looking forward to that.
We like bonus corn.
Bonus corn in the deals. And we're talking about, notice how I didn't say acres and how many acres we planted, because no matter, well, I say this, you can brag. We're going to move into this. Humble bragging. Landon, are you aware of this? Or
yes.
Have you been made known, or just after I made you known about it?
Well, I didn't know about this exact topic, but I've seen it. Now that you've made me aware.
It's so hard to say to make known. I don't know how it is. But anyway, here's just a little quick tip. Whenever you're talking about just, and I know you're probably not meaning to be braggy, but when you give like an exact number of acres, like down to the single decimal point, like say, man, we just got through, man, I just hope the Lord blesses us because we've got 2,147 acres to plant this week alone, and that's only on our small acreage, you know. If you don't round any lower, if you round any lower than the nearest 100 acres, nearest 500 acres, you are bragging. So if you say, I've got 4,700 acres to plant, you're bragging. You have to say around maybe 4,900, you know, close to 5,000. Or maybe, you know, say you've really got like 2,576 acres. If you don't say, if you say anything close to 2,500, you're wrong. And we all know that you're trying to say how many acres you have in the field or how many fields of acres. Of how many acres of fields that you have to plant. So just a little side note there. Whenever you're saying how much you got to plant or how many acres, of course, on the flip side, Landon, when somebody asks you, so when they ask you how many acres you farm, does it work the same way? Because now they put the ball in your court. You know what I mean? So how much do y'all actually farm out there? Isn't that kind of actually asking kind of how big your Johnson is? That's like saying,
how big a spread you got?
How big a spread do you make there? That's like saying, oh, my Johnson is, you know, 6.75 inches. If you say anything over 5 inches, you're just bragging, even if it's true or not, which hopefully it is.
Even if it's swinging between your knees. You know, anytime you answer anything with a farmer, you always want to answer second. You never want to answer first.
Well, that's life. Yeah.
What was your yield? Oh, mine made about 220. Well, mine made about 225. That's pretty good, buddy.
Don't you feel bad about that yield right there. You'll be able to make it next year.
But if I'd have said 300, mine made about 308.
Yeah. But the farmers can also try to outdo each other in the failure department, too. As long as that one farmer that likes to brag knows all the other farmers had a failure. Like, if they were in the middle of a big hailstorm, like a 10-mile-wide swath of hail, and there's three farmers, and the guy, you know, might have just been on the outskirts, he got like a 99% hail adjustment, you know. The guy next to him, I guarantee he's going to, well, man, I got 100%. It just completely wiped me out. I still saw some stalks on yours and some leaves. By God, I tell you what, there ain't nothing but the earthworms singing underneath right of mine right now. I'm like, okay, dude, you win. I mean, some people are just guilty of the whole fish story thing. My fish is either bigger than yours or somebody beat mine in the head harder. So just a little more, you know, we did that little more, you know, jingle there from NBC. But so chop some wheat. First time, Landon, you ever chopped wheat for silage, wheatage?
No, I haven't. I mean, I usually just do the corner, so it's like 50 acres.
This is my first year ever.
That was not a humble brag.
That was not a humble brag. No. Anything under 200 acres, you can say the exact amount. That's okay. So I chopped a circle of wheat this week, and the first time I ever did it, had a pretty good outcome. Didn't know how it was going to turn out, but I didn't think y'all were going to want the 30% rye in the 60-acre part of it very bad. But even though I know your scale guys probably wouldn't notice the difference. But I didn't think I would be able to sneak that much rye in there this year like I did last year with all the kernel bunt.
You did what?
I kid. But so that was pretty interesting. Sold it to an outfit here next to us. It was a pretty good outfit. So got that chopped out, so now I'm going to decide whether I'm going to plant some cover to it or wait for next year. So got that all done, and now we got corn. We're all emerged. We're probably up to a full stand and everything. I know we just got through. Me and my wife went after a trailer over there east of Dallas. And for all of you folks that are not from Texas and you haven't really gotten to experience how big Texas is, we didn't even go like halfway across. Did we go halfway across the state? No, I don't guess we did. This was Mount Pleasant, Texas. And every time I say Mount Pleasant, it always reminds me. Landon, did you watch Andy Griffith?
Oh, yeah.
Always reminds me of Mount Pilot. You remember Mount Pilot, don't you? Mm-hmm. That was always like the town, like the bigger town you took, you know, Thelma Lou to. you know, on a big date or something.
Where the deputies had two bullets for their gun.
Yeah, they had their, no, hell, they had a full revolver. Like, well, now I took Thelma Lou up to Mount Pilot last week to get her some new dresses. But it always reminds me, but Mount Pleasant is a lot bigger than probably Mount Pilot. Anyway, it was like, I don't know, an hour and a half east of Dallas.
Is it pleasant?
It was pleasantly a lot of trees. I mean, this was Piney Woods. We were probably less than an hour from Arkansas. And that's as far east. No, I've been in Nacogdoches. I don't know if that's further east. I mean, it's obviously further south, but I ramble. But so anyway, we went through Mount Pleasant to get a trailer, came back through North Texas there, and they had corn. It was probably already getting V4, maybe V6. And we got through, which reminds me, we stopped in Gainesville to get some diesel. And it was just freaking pouring, just sheets of rain. And so I'm standing in there under the awning of the gas pumps getting diesel. And this old lady pulls up next to me, and she's old, but she's not, like, scary old. And she pulls up in her car and everything, and her gas tank's on the right side of her car, which I assumed was a gas tank because it was a little four-door sedan. I didn't know. Nobody ever says sedan anymore, Landon. You only hear that, like, in Quincy and the Rockford Files and, you know, and, like, not NYPD Blues, Hill Street Blues, and do you ever watch Hill Street Blues?
No.
I don't know if you, I thought you were kind of into that stuff. Anyway, it was a car. It was like a silver car, and it had to have been a foreign car. Anyway, so she gets out, and she picks up a diesel, you know, a diesel nozzle as well. And I'm like, I'm in a conundrum here, because she sticks it in her deal and starts pumping, and so she's already got the diesel in her car, and I'm like, if I say something, am I automatically assuming that that chicks don't know the difference between gas and diesel? I mean, granted, she was, you know, an 80-year-old chick, but she looked like she knew what she was doing. And then I finally realized that, well, from what I've known, which ain't much, gas cars have the opening of their tank that only allows the size of a gas nozzle to get put in there. So I'm like, well, it's got to be a diesel car, because there wouldn't be any way to put a diesel nozzle or a gas nozzle in there. So nonetheless, I don't really know why that story doesn't really have a point or anything, but it was something to kill time. But so guys, yeah, let's get to it, because I'm running out of stuff to not say. Prison in Space, you're going to love it. You're going to want to stay there for a vacation, and we're going to put you there with a pro and con list. We've got Radar Ricardo. He's coming up. He's going to talk about some wild and wacky weather. And our sponsor this week, I think maybe it's a – I can't remember if it's a catering business for a prison in space or maybe the garbage people. Anyway, they're going to be here to sponsor this podcast, and we'll be back with the segment, Prison in Space, Yay or Nay, on the Dryline Farmer Podcast.
Hello there, Warden Tammy Wanamaker. Or as you can call me, Tammy 11. I am your warden in chief in that prison in the sky. Did you just get a lifetime sentence and you're just waiting on your rocket to get to your final destination? Well, you don't want that rocket to have any resistance. You don't want that rocket to have any type of jerks and bobs. Well, that's why we've employed AstroSlide in all of our cells. That's right, you've heard of Astro Glide. This is Astro Slide. Because when you want to ride the white lightning in zero gravity, you're going to want Astro Slide. We will promise you there will be an endless supply of this miracle in a tube, Astro Slide. Are you in the commissary and nobody sent you any money from down on Earth? What are you going to do? Well, you might just have to sell yourself. And don't forget to take your Astro Slide with you, because Lord knows Bubba doesn't like any resistance in his payment system. You can call me 11 Tammy Tammy. I can't remember my name anymore, but just know you belong to the Lord.
But your ass belongs to me.
That's right. I watch Shawshank Redemption every night I can. Astro Slide, from the makers of Rocket Up Your Butt. Buy it today until you can't use a credit card in space.
Hey, by the way, you were in prison, right? Like for a little bit or whatever? Oh, man, that was going to work for me.
Hey, this is Radar Ricardo, De La Serio, bringing your Telephoto Podcast weather update. Well, Brent, there's some more crazy weather coming at you, but I'm just looking at the weather this morning. I know we're getting out a day late or whatever, and Landon's probably going to get all pissed off because he showed up on a Tuesday night, and it's not going to come out till like a Thursday morning. But, you know, hey, sometimes you got to tell who runs the show, huh? Hey, Mato, man, you got severe thunderstorms coming at you. They're not, like, starting yet or whatever, but they're, like, supposed to, like, fire up, like, the dry line. Hey, Mato, I see why you called it the Dry Line Farmer Podcast, huh? Because it's like always present sometimes, you know, and sometimes it's not, but whatever. But it's over in, like, the, kind of eastern New Mexico right now. It's, like, 7:23 on Thursday morning. That's when I'm recording this. So, hopefully it stays over there, Marshall, because I know you had a lot of pizza trouble yesterday with sprinklers or whatever, and I know you need a rain pretty bad, so hopefully we'll send some your way, and, you know, it's not like, I'm not God or whatever, you know, I can't send the storms personally, you know what I'm saying, you know, but, hey, it's not, at least it's not a red flag warning. They said, like, they're giving, like, condition code reds now or something, like it's a pizza army or something, you know, code red, you know, like in A Few Good Men, well, hey, you stay safe out there. And just be on the lookout. Look at the sky. And I really need to give you the precautionary, you know, warning. Like, find the lowest part of the house. Get in an interior room. You know, put a pizza mattress over yourself in a bathtub or whatever. With, you know, preferably with your chica, you know. Eh? You get a little nasty while it gets nasty outside. Hey, this week's sponsor, you part of Astro Glide? This is Astro Glide. For all you inmates going into prison. In order. This is Radar Ricardo, De La Serio.
I don't know why I'm looking at my phone, Landon, for the time. I've got a computer there. I've got a watch here. There's a clock on the wall. That's how addicted we are to our phones. Of course, Landon, does yours tell the time?
It does.
That is awesome. Okay. I'm going to turn the volume up so we can... There we go. Now we can hear each other. It's prison and space time. Pros and cons on the Dryline Farmer Podcast. Just asking Landon what if there was any movies about a prison being in space. The only thing I can think of, I thought Alien had like a penal colony in one of those sequel movies. I can't remember what it was, but anyway, I don't know. It was kind of relevant. So yeah, prison in space, Landon. It just kind of came to me the other day. I was like, what it would be like? And actually, it started out with a joke, the whole dropping the soap thing. So, and since we're there, I would think that would have to be on the pro side. Of being, I mean, you don't have to worry about dropping it because you can't drop anything in space.
That's true. There's no gravity. There's very little gravity.
So that, I've already got my first pro in there. What's your first pro?
My first pro is you would find out if your family or your spouse actually loved you to the moon and back if they came to visit you.
Yeah. I would say that would show a lot of dedication. A lot of dedication. That actually goes into one of my cons. And that would be collect calls would be extremely expensive.
That's true.
You think they got satellite phones up there, or what do you think?
They're gonna have to have something.
Because I know on all the prison shows they've just got like a stainless steel wall with the like all they've got, you know, just the numbers and the star and the pound, and then they got the old receiver on the cable cord there. So I know collect calls would probably be pretty expensive. I think there'd be all new set of nicknames. You know, up in space. Like, for instance, I know if you became somebody's bitch, chances are you would be called the astronaut.
Yeah.
You don't want to be anybody's bitch in prison on Earth. You don't want to be anybody's astronaut in space.
It's true, because that's kind of what we're talking about. All the penises would be up.
Well, do they give you briefs in prison, or do you get boxers? I don't know. I think it would have to be... You would have to wear briefs. So that would be, is a brief a pro or a con? Because I wear the mixture. I wear the boxer briefs. So.
I think when it comes to prison, anything brief is a con. I mean, is a pro.
Yeah. Because you hope you have a brief stay.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which that brings me up to one of my first con is time. So one day on the moon is like 29 and a half days on Earth.
Yeah. That whole conversion system there is kind of the...
So if you have 1 year...
But, no, no,
no. A
no.
year. But when it comes to a year, though, it's only 27.3 days for a year. It's weird.
But, yeah. But on the flip side, though, so on Earth, we count a day as a rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can rotate... They can circle the Earth in how long? How long does it take for the space station to go around the Earth?
Well, it says length of... I've got a chart pulled up, and it says length of day on the moon is 29 and a half days.
We're not talking on the moon. We're talking in just orbiting Earth is what I was saying.
No.
Are you saying on the moon? Because, I mean, I...
Yes. Length of day on the moon is like 29 and a half
but
days.
But the prison's
here.
In space. It's not on... Which...
Right. So you're going by prison time.
Yeah.
But...
Prison time is a long time.
But the orbital period on Earth is 365 days, and it's only 27.3 days.
Oh, okay.
It's weird.
It's weird. It's a weird mixture of math there.
Yeah.
I was never very good at it. I'm trying to think of any more new nicknames, but astronaut just really came to the front of the line there.
Yeah, the half astronaut. What
astronaut?
What's another one of your pros, Brent?
I've got a interesting conjugal visits. Yeah, I would think because first of all, you got to get your honey or your man up there with you, you know. And what if right now America is like hitching rides on Russian space shuttles? You know, since we hadn't done a space shuttle since the last one was in like 2000 or whatever, it's been years.
While.
So we just send an astronaut on a ride with the Russians nowadays. So
sending up a bunch of conjugals to space.
Yeah. Do you think they send that much vodka? They probably fuel the damn rocket with vodka.
Yeah,
liquid hydrogen and liquid vodka, which I've never seen solid vodka. Well, I have coming back up. I have. It's kind of a mixture. But, yeah, interesting conjugal visits. I mean, how would you do it in space? I mean, is there a lot of Velcro involved?
I don't know. Well, this bed on the ceiling is for us.
I've always never understood the conjugal visit aspect of prison. I mean,
I wouldn't want to watch that.
I would. Do you think they have to have a supervisor?
I would imagine so.
You think the woman comes in to service her husband or her boyfriend, and she's like slipping him something through?
I'm sure they've seen all kinds of stuff.
Oh.
However,
bad.
Back to some pros. Lifting weights would be easy.
You can never get cut in prison in space because you never have any gravity to put on your... That is interesting. Of course, they've ever got on the space station is the exercise bike, which, I mean, that doesn't go anywhere, of course.
True.
Yeah, lifting weights would be very simple. You wouldn't see, you know, Bubba over there lifting two 454 big blocks on a barbell. Or, you know, So so getting being the strongest guy in prison would be pretty hard to attain.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to kind of start out that way. I mean, since everything you eat is pretty much a liquid diet because everything is in those pouches, you know, like you got your liquid peas and your. Of course, I know in prison down here they've got weevils and all of it, so I don't know how they're going to get the weevils and all that stuff up there.
True.
You think they'd have to do some interesting science experiments on the prisoners in space?
I probably would.
You know,
you can get your sentence shortened.
Sentence reduced on good behavior and experiments.
On science experiments. Nice.
Well, let's see, Layden. A con would be everybody that as a kid growing up wanted to be an astronaut. I think that would come to a quick end if there was a whole lot of prisoners at the space station.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to pass on being the astronaut and go for the doctor.
Why'd you kill this guy? Because I wanted to go to the moon.
Yeah, commit armed robbery. Yeah, and what if you get convicted and go to prison? They send you up there, and then it turns out you get your conviction overturned, but you've got to wait like 4 years for the space shuttle.
Yeah,
so the guys with you have absolutely nothing to lose, and you still got some hope left in your life. You would really want to hope that conviction is around the next launch site.
True, but the good news is, as far as pros goes, it would be easy to get over the fence.
Yeah.
But the con is, there's not really anywhere to go.
the desert is the prison.
True.
Yeah, yeah. Now there was one movie. Was it Face Off? Face Off, where the prison's out on like a out in the middle of the ocean with John Travolta and Nick Cage.
Yeah, a lot of movies, The Rock and. Escape from Alcatraz.
Well, no, this is like an oil platform type deal.
Oh, okay.
No, not an island. This is out in the middle of the ocean. Like they put on those like magnetic boots or something that locks everybody down if like somebody gets out of hand.
Oh, nice.
So I guess I could put magnetic boots on them in space. That would keep them, unless they just got some like really really strong Velcro from the conjugal visits.
They just have like a roof of the barbed wire
yeah.
above where the wreck grounds are.
Yeah.
You could dunk a basketball pretty easy.
What would the yard be like? Yeah, I mean, basketball is out of the question.
Can you smoke in prison? I mean, on the moon?
I don't think there's enough oxygen on the moon.
So, you can't have any smoke, so there goes your currency.
Well, now, Landon, now, if we're saying this thing is on the moon, everybody's wearing a suit all the time. They're always kicking up dust. You know, there's, I guess, a pro for the, what about the people that work there, the staff, the officers?
The guards, that would be a con.
That would be a con. I mean, their keys are on their belt. They're always floating everywhere, sticking it in the stomach and everything. And
you know what else would be a con?
What?
In space prison? All the people that are convicted.
Yeah, and being stuck with them. So, okay. Because
they're cons.
What would the guards have for defense devices? You know, because the bullet would never stop.
You'd shoot high. That's
I mean,
for
and
sure.
If you hit him with a bat, wouldn't they just like move away with the bat and it wouldn't hurt as bad?
That'd be some kind of taser.
I guess there'd have to be tasers. And what about
maybe you get in that freaking robot suit that chick gets in on in Alien?
In Alien? Oh yeah, that would be awesome. But it was magnetized though. It was still. I don't think they. Do you think they get like so in? Prison on Earth, they get yard time. Do they get gravity time in space?
I guess so.
If you break one more rule, you're going to be floating on your ass for the next year and a half in solitary.
Yeah, so how do they do executions on the moon?
Now, if you're an officer, it's a pro, but if you're a convict, it's a con. It is, don't you think it's kind of convenient that we have a pro and con? Big list.
That was my joke just a second ago.
I wouldn't listen.
One of the cons is all the people in there.
Oh. No, that's not how I took it. Anyway.
Okay. I thought you missed that.
I did miss that. You're right. I did miss that. So so they don't have to put you to sleep. Do they wait for everybody to come, the witnesses, to get on a spaceship and get up there, or? The curtain's always going to be floating in front of the window that they look through. I mean, I guess they could tape it down. But
I guess so.
But, I mean, all they have to do is put you in the airlock and then just hit the button. I mean,
I guess so.
Don't you die instantly? All your blood vessels explode? And do you look like Arnold Schwarzenegger when he's daydreaming about breaking the windows on Mars in Total Recall?
That was awesome. You get the claymation face. I wonder if like the lethal injection stuff comes in one of those little packets like the food.
The pouches. He's got it's like a Ziploc bag.
It's floating up to the syringe.
Yeah. He's got to catch it with a syringe or whatever.
I think they should just turn them out and like let them float into space.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to bury them or anything. I mean, because we know hanging is out of the question. You know, you're not going to get
you're hanging
not
upside down.
Pull on the rope. Or, I mean, I guess that would be the ultimate execution. They put you in a noose, and then they open up the airlock, so you either break your neck first or your lungs explode.
Yeah. I think they should give them some equipment and say, if you can build your own rocket ship and survive getting back into the atmosphere, you can go free.
Yeah, more, but if you can just survive re-entry and have at it. So, I don't know. I think the biggest con is for the guys that get their convictions overturned. And they have to stay up there. Do you think they get to hang out with, like, the guards during, like, break time or whatever? Because you know they're union guys.
Yeah, you would think so.
So,
playing cards would be hard in prison. Dominoes floating around.
Smoking a cigarette would probably be pretty tough. I mean, of course, if you're on the moon, I would think you could put a – talk about hotboxing it. You light a cigarette inside of your spacesuit. Because does the smoke ever dissipate if it doesn't have oxygen to burn into?
I don't know.
Just walking around with this smoky mask on and everything.
Mm.
Interesting stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
Yeah. Probably no dominoes were being played. That was everybody'd always hear dominoes because they're floating off the table.
I wonder if there'd be any work release in prison on the moon.
Like in Star Wars, I got to go clean the evaporators or something.
Is there a lot of litter on the moon? Got those guys like adopting a highway.
Yeah, making them rake it to make all. Yeah. Of course, then a con of that is there'd be a whole bunch of idiots and dumbasses on Earth that don't even think they're on the moon. They don't even believe they landed on the moon.
They just think they're in some Hollywood studio.
Yeah.
That'd be a good reality show, Prison on the Moon.
That would be. I think we've got something there. Let's go hit somebody up for a deal here. Yeah, that's pretty boss. And the prison farm would be pretty – it wouldn't be very productive, I would think. It'd have to be all in a greenhouse or whatever. And
the moon would have to literally be made of cheese to really produce anything.
We're pulling all the stops out now, yeah. People. Moon dust, yeah. You think so? I mean, moon – uh-oh, that one's gone. Nope, off the top of the wall. But there's two people on base, so that's kind of – God, he's fat and he's running fast.
It would be good for the kids, though. That would be a pro. The kids get to go visit you. They get to go to the moon.
Get to ride on an airplane?
Well, how'd you get to go to the moon? Well, my dad killed my mom, so.
Stuck her in a freezer or whatever. Yeah, so that's pretty good. Yeah, but, yeah, the escape, I mean, the pro is no escapes. I mean, there's absolutely no escapes.
Yeah, where are you going to go?
I mean, you're not building your own. I mean, unless you're MacGyver, and even MacGyver didn't build a spaceship.
Yeah, what are you going to do, go to Mars? I mean.
Yeah, and while we're on the subject, what is so? Why is everybody? I mean, I always loved talking about space stuff when I was a kid. And I still do now. But everybody acts like we need an exit plan from Earth, and Mars is the place to go. Have you not seen Total Recall? Have you not seen The Martian? Have you not seen science books? It's another. How far is it? Like, how far is Mars from Earth? And then, so I know Earth is like 93 million miles from the sun. So Mars is like. What? I'd say it takes a few months to get there. I'm going to guess Mars is like 150 million miles from the sun or something. I don't know. So, the long and short of it is, it's cold there. There's no water. And they'll get all, like, get this hard on when they think they found bacteria or something used to grow on Mars, you know, billions of years ago. Oh, look, there was life down there. Yeah, dude, it couldn't even... You know, it couldn't even sing the Star Spangled Banner, so I'm not even interested.
And you better really like potatoes and your boss's mixtape, because that's what you're going to be dealing with.
Because there is no music and no, yeah.
You are going to lose weight, probably.
Let's see, Mars, how much gravity does Mars have? Is that a lot? Yeah, it's got gravity because the rovers are all, I guess it's got about the same gravity as Earth, because those rovers roll around on there.
Yeah, Matt Damon was getting around pretty good.
Yeah, Matt Damon walked around, and that was real. I believed it because I saw it on TV. So, yeah, I mean, what? Or colonize the moon. What are you going to do on the moon? What are you going to colonize it with?
Yeah.
You know how long I've been waiting on a concrete guy to get here? They think they're going to get a concrete guy to the moon in timely fashion?
Harlan's heading up space.
I love that name. I love that name. Well, guys, we're getting longer in the segment, so we're going to get out of here. We're going to try to keep these a little shorter than what we've been doing, but... If y'all think of something about prison and space, shoot us a tweet. Nobody tweets us. We feel lonesome. Or Facebook us or something, because it gets lonesome. We act like we're talking to ourselves one-on-one, and we don't know if anybody – we see the numbers on the download.
It's like we're on the moon.
That's right. Lana, can you do a podcast from the moon? I guarantee you, if you could get a podcast started on the moon, that would be legit.
Yeah.
That would be legit. All right, guys. Well, we hope y'all enjoy this episode of the Dryland Farmer Podcast, Prison in space or on the moon, as Landon was just, he was adamant about getting it on the moon. So, and, you know, everybody says, oh, man, that dude's from outer space. Isn't the Earth in outer space? I mean, where is inner space? Inner? I barely knew her. And we'll end with that. Everybody, hope you have a great time. And Midwesterners, we really hope you all find some dry fields out there, because we know you got to get that to ground. So until next time, everybody, y'all stay safe out there, and we'll ask you, what side of the line are you on? The Dryline Farmer Podcast brought to you by...
No, I'm not doing this one. No!
You did it! You son of a bitch, we paid for the time!
We're giving her money back.
Chris!
Dryland Farmer Podcast, all rights reserved, and now a member of the Global Ag Network 2019.